But it's time for another fun segment. Nope, that was not it. It's going to be equally goofy, though, so everybody hang on. That was not it either.
Oh, my God.
Brad Blog! Brad Blog! All right, that was even worse, I think. All right, anyway, Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com.
I liked it.
All right.
You're the only one.
Brad Blog alert, and plus you showed what, right off the bat, what can go horribly wrong when you're dealing with computers.
Exactly.
That's true. That, you know what? That's exactly right. And I wonder if we should trust computers to run our election system.
Well, why shouldn't we? What's wrong with them? They're perfect. Nothing ever goes wrong with computers.
All right. Now, for those of you who don't know, Brad covers a lot of the voting issues and election issues on Brad Blog. And Diebold, the ESNS, and they are constantly in the news, screwing one thing up after another. We want to talk a lot about some of the issues that are coming up. But first, I want to start with the one that I found funniest, Brad. It turns out the man who ran the Ohio elections, their Secretary of State, Ken Blackwell, accidentally happened to own some stock in Diebold. What a coincidence.
It was just an accident. I don't know why you're being so tough on the poor man. All he's trying to do is run fair elections, decide who is going to receive millions of dollars from the state of Ohio. I almost said Utah. State of Ohio. And, of course, the very month that he decides that it's going to be Diebold who's going to receive all of this money from the state of Ohio, he, as you say, accidentally purchases Diebold stock.
Yeah, I love that. I can't remember the last time I accidentally purchased anything. Okay. I mean, I can remember the last time I used that as an excuse. Honey, I'm sorry, I accidentally purchased that massage, and I didn't, you know, I didn't want anything to do with it. It just kind of fell in my lap, if you will. Apparently, now, the good news is that he didn't profit from it. He miscalculated, and he wound up losing money from Diebold. Is that right?
Yeah, he did, as a matter of fact, because what happened was, I had not too long after Mr. Blackwell accidentally bought his stock, I accidentally reported on a insider from Diebold, who is anonymous, who I call Deep Throat, and some of the amazing things going on inside of that company. And what do you know, 3 or 4 days later, the Diebold stock happened to plunge by some 20%.
Mr. Blackwell can't be too happy with you, Brad.
No, he never returns my calls. I don't understand why.
No, seriously, though, this guy is in charge of running the elections in Ohio in 2004. Ohio is the most critical state in the country, obviously, with how that election came down. He chooses Diebold to tabulate the votes. He also owns stock in Diebold, later calls it an accident that he owns stock. And then, obviously, where there's a famous, infamous quote from the Diebold owner saying that he's going to do anything he can to make sure George Bush gets elected. I mean, it's a little sick.
It's actually sicker than that. Wally O'Dell, the CEO of Diebold, said was that in a Republican fundraising letter, promised to deliver the state of Ohio to George W. Bush. And then to even make things worse, on top of the way you summarized it there, J. Kenneth Blackwell is running for governor of Ohio this year. And so these machines that he chose, Diebold, these terrible, terrible, hackable, now proven to be hackable voting machines, are going to be the very machines that are counting his own election. So in other words, he's running his own election for governor.
Well, I'll tell you, if Blackwell wins in Ohio, with all the corruption scandals in Ohio for the Republicans, with the Republican governor nearly in the single digits in approval rating, with Blackwell surrounded by controversy himself, including this latest news we find out about how he owned Diebold stock, if he wins in Ohio, then it's over. That's overwhelming proof that the elections are rigged.
Well, you know what? You would think so, but in November of 05, just last year, after Blackwell brought in all of these machines to the state and 44 counties, 44 out of 88 counties in Ohio added electronic voting machines, 41 of them were Diebold. They went into the elections in November with 5 initiatives on the ballot. 4 of them were an election reform package. All 4 of them, according to the polls, were slated to pass, some of them by huge margins. issue number 3, I believe it was, according to the Columbus Dispatch, the 2 days before the election, it was supposed to pass 65 yes to 35 no. Guess how that one ended up coming out? Completely opposite. Something like 35 no, 65 yes. All four of those initiatives similarly flipped from what the final poll right before Election Day said to what the final results were.
Brad, of course, there's something really funny about an election where you ask the company tabulating the votes, you know, the question of, should we change the system so you no longer tabulate the votes? And then surprisingly, it turns out the computer spits out the answer, no, we should keep the system as is.
Right, exactly. And now, you know, I should add that back in December, and I believe actually when I was guest hosting in there with you guys one of these times, we had Ion Sancho, the election director down there in Florida. Back in December, they did a mock election because some hackers said, well, we can flip the results of an election. And in fact, they did. They had a little yes or no simple question, can Diebold machines be hacked? And 6 people voted no, 2 people voted yes. They ran the in this case, paper ballots through the optical Diebold optical scanner, and the results came out 7 yes, 1 no. It completely flipped the results of the election without leaving a trace behind.
Well, Brad, I mean, you're asking people to believe that computers can be hacked. The answer to that has to be, of course they can be hacked. Every person who's ever dealt with a computer realizes it can be hacked.
Well, exactly. And you know what? Good luck finding a computer scientist, a computer professional, a programmer who actually comes out and supports this notion of using computers for our elections. And to make matters worse, it's not just any computer. These are privately run, secretly programmed computers that nobody is actually allowed to even look at the source code before they're used. The results we are having, and I don't know if you guys have talked about this or heard about it yet, but so far we've had two primary elections so far this year, one in Texas, one in Illinois, both of them unmitigated disasters. The machines broke down across both states. The results are being challenged. Down there in Texas, we've got actually a Republican conservative Supreme Court justice who was in a primary with another Republican and is challenging the results across the entire state because there were some counties. This guy had won in 2002 and 2004. This guy, Steve Smith, had won Winkler County in Texas. The first year by something like 73%, the next year by 65%. This year he lost it, be sitting down for this, by 100%. He didn't get a single vote. Zero votes, Shank.
Brad, I think they've lost the art of subtlety over there at Diebold and other tabulators.
Well, let me blame that. That was actually ES&S and Hart InterCivic down there. And in Tarrant County, Texas, in that same election, 100,000 extra votes came out of nowhere on election night.
We're talking to Brad Friedman of Bradblog. Oh, that's right. I said Bradblog. All right. Now, Brad, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You know, obviously everybody understands that computers can have problems even if they're not rigged. You know, how did all that porn get on my computer? Obviously it was a mistake. Now, the question is, what is your preferred system? What would you like, what do you think people should switch to?
Well, the question right now is transparency. I mean, for a start, you must have a paper ballot for every vote cast, period. And the problem is a lot of these machines, either they don't print any paper at all, or they print these crappy toilet paper roll paper trails, which cannot be counted because they're like the credit card, the little thermal paper that you get at the credit card. That's what they're actually printing these things on. And Diebold actually includes a magnifying glass with each of their machines that use this. I kid you not, because the writing is so tiny, nobody can see it. So they'll never count it. What they're still going to do is use the machine count no matter what. So you need a paper ballot, not a paper trail, but a paper ballot for every vote cast. And then if you are going to use computers, then, you know, it must be publicly available open source code so that people can inspect it and they can see how their vote is being counted. And then finally, you have to audit these ballots. You can't just rely on the machine count. You have to audit a reasonable amount so you can determine if the machine count is even accurate. And if it's not, you hand count every damn paper ballot and figure out who actually won the election.
Brad, that sounds like crazy to talk to me. I mean, what, in a democracy we're supposed to have open elections?
I know. We don't have time for that. We've got to fight wars around the country. And you know, you may have noticed in Iraq at those all of those elections that they're so damn proud of out there, you saw those pictures, right?
Right.
People filling out pieces of paper, dropping them in a box, and sticking their finger in ink. Sounds good to me.
Hey, you know what? That's, you know what, Brad? That's actually a really interesting idea. If the purple fingers work so well in Iraq, maybe we should bring it over here. How come in Iraq, when we had a chance to set up any election system we liked, we went to lengths to figure out how to make sure that it's valid, including fingerprinting people, but over here, we say, I don't know, just put it on a computer, make sure it's secret, and make sure no one can audit it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'll tell you one thing that really tells the tale here. All of a sudden, we're beginning to hear from the wingnuts. They're concerned about electronic voting as well, suddenly. Why? Because there's a company, Sequoia, and they're the ones who have been, their machines broke down all over the state of Illinois a couple weeks ago in the primary. They've realized that a company named Smartmatic out of Venezuela has purchased the Sequoia Voting Systems Company.
Oh, good night, Irene. That's it. It's going to get solved. I'm serious, Brad. Look, once you...
Well, it's Hugo... Now that it's actually Hugo Chavez, it seems to be having some kind of control over this company, so all of a sudden now the right-wingers are saying, wait a minute, maybe it's not such a good idea to have private ownership of voting machines.
No, I'm dead serious, Brad. As long as Bush supporters own voting machines, nothing's going to get fixed. Everybody's going to be like, it'll be fine. But if some people that are liberal own voting machine companies that get to do this in secret, no way it'll stand. They'll have to reform the whole system.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for, frankly, because, you know, this is an equal opportunity offender, frankly. It's not about right or left. This is about right and wrong. And these machines, it doesn't matter who owns it, it's the people who need to own their elections. These are public elections, for crying out loud. And I don't care if you are on the right or left. When the election finishes, you need to have confidence. The loser needs to have confidence that the election was legitimate. Otherwise, you don't have a democracy, Cenk, and that's the problem. Our democracy here is crumbling while we're spending how much to spread democracy around the world? It's unbelievable.
But luckily, at least it's working around the world. Iraq's going so well.
Yeah.
All right, Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. If you want to follow this issue, you go to his blog, and he's all over it. Every single voting issue and problem and concern in the country, Brad's got it on his blog. Brad, thank you so much for joining us on the Young Turks, as always.
You guys rock, and keep that sound effect. I like that Brad blog alert.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, man. Coming right back on the Young Turks.
The Young Turks, we get pissed off, so you don't have to.